Nothingness article from Love and Wisdom.
Everything that the mind says is a lie. Remember that. Everything that the mind says is a lie. The good and bad, the pretty and ugly, everything. Even its solution is a lie. I have been watching it very closely. Every thought that comes for years and years, and particularly in the past few weeks. It has absolutely no stability, no depth, and when you go to the depth of it, it is silence. So if you want to have a meaningful thought, it takes you to nothingness. Once we believe our mind, we have believed the universal mind. Once we have believed the universal mind, we have believed our mind. It is a chain of slavery. All of these temptations and suggestions that we are bombarded with, it even confuses me about common sense. Unless it is a dire emergency, I don't even know what common sense is. For the satisfaction of the form and the mind to keep them in check, you do things so that you can say, okay, I did something about something. Now I can leave myself alone. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that all my life, all my practices, all the wisdom whose flow I cannot control, have their source in silence, have their reality in silence. Even the so-called virus has its reality in silence. Where there is no movement, nothing. Nothing real about the movement. I have taken the thoughts, I have taken the emotions, I have taken the beliefs. I have taken the acceptance, I have taken my body. I have taken the wisdom, I have taken God. I have taken Guru, I have taken my form to the roots of it. There is nothing there. There is nothing there. There is nothing there but stillness and silence. A silence without border, an emptiness without shape and form. I have taken the reason for search, the reason for not searching. There is nothing there. I have taken the wisdom and there is nothing there. I have taken the practices and there is nothing there. There is nothing. We can't even say nothing. It goes beyond nothing. Honestly, I don't know what it is or what it is not. I have taken fear to see its root. I find nothing. Nothing means not a thing. So I don't know what it is. I have taken effort there. Everything that goes there vanishes into nothingness. It is like magic. Therefore, everything has to be that. If we have the vision for it, and everything is chaos if we don't. So is the world real or is it unreal? It is real because the base is silence. It is unreal because the base is reality. It depends on how we look at it, real and unreal.
Namaste to all of you.